the student leader elections on URN.
So I've been joined in the URN studios by our lovely SU president, Harry Copson. How are you doing today, Harry?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm all okay.
What actually is being the president, the figurehead of the union, the person that they all turn to? What is that like and what does your day-to-day role involve?
It's very different, is what I'd say, to everyone. Every person at the university has a completely different perception of what the students' union is and what they want from the students' union. So you have to be very adaptable in terms of, some people will kind of immediately understand all the functions of the union and expect you to be an expert on some quite in-depth things about the union, and some people won't even know what it is. So you have to really be able to kind of change the way that you can kind of speak to people about their perceptions of the union. So it's a hugely varied role. I do hundreds of different things each day, but it's one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, and it's also a lot of fun along the way.
So it's not a situation where every single day is the same, or you're constantly just going to meetings, as often the perception is of the SU as a bureaucratic institution where people just go to meetings and they just say a bit and then they leave.
No, every day is completely different. Quite a lot of the work we do is based around meetings, but that's purely because the role of students' union officers is to kind of influence the decisions that other people make in terms of making sure they're kind of focused around the best interests of students. So a fair amount of it is based around meetings, but also it's kind of within my control what meetings I attend. So it's not like I've got my year set out for me when I arrive. I can choose which meetings I go to. I can set up my own meetings. So I've got quite a lot of flexibility. But then also on top of that, I mean, there's plenty of kind of being out and about. I've been to Derby this week, I was at the QMC last week, and St Bonnington last week as well, so it's quite cool to get out and about and around the university. Quite a lot of people went and visited some of these sites, so it's quite a good opportunity to get out and about as well.
And for the people that are perhaps don't know really what the presidency is about, are you each individually working on your own to your own manifesto points, or do you have group meetings where you have cohesive efforts to pull in the same direction?
Yeah, we try wherever possible to collaborate on basically everything that we do. It's really unlikely that there'll be any one issue or any one campaign that only affects one particular group of students. So most of the time, the things we work on are collaborative between officers. We have a meeting every week, every Friday, where we catch up about what's been going on that week and kind of make sure that everyone's in the loop with what's going on. So most of the time, we're definitely working together. There's no particular role that's kind of annexed from the others. Obviously, there are certain things that people go off in their own specific remits, whether that's sport or postgraduate issues. But on the whole, we work quite collectively just because you're a sports person doesn't mean you're not interested in other things as well. So things kind of merge and we work together quite closely.
Just how pleased are you with how your year as SU president has gone? And has there been a lot of changes and surprises to what you expected when you were elected last March?
I don't really know what I expected, to be honest. Someone's asked me that before. I guess in terms of what the role entails, yes, I mean, it's a very different experience to, I guess, what I thought I might have expected. The only real experience I'd had of kind of the students' union before I got this role was being a JCR president. So I kind of assumed that being SU president was a bit like being a JCR president for the whole university, which in some ways it is, but in quite a lot of ways it isn't as well. So my expectations and what's kind of happened within the role since are kind of different. But then I guess I don't think there are very many people, even I am still understanding the role while I'm in it, so I'm not sure there's that many people that can fully understand it before they take the role. And then in terms of kind of what's happened this year, I feel like it's been a really good year from kind of where my perspective is anyways. We've really enjoyed some of the things that we've managed to get on this year, and I'm hoping that through the work that the officers have done as well, there's been quite a lot of tangible outputs for students, because I think that's one thing that we often get criticised on as a union, is kind of like, what do you do? Where are the kind of solutions? Where's the evidence that you've been doing anything this year? So we have a success website that anyone can access. If you go on there, it's just basically a kind of nice looking list of some of the things that we've been up to this year that have benefited students. So we're trying really hard to project some of the things we've been doing out, but on the whole I feel like it's going really well so far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the year.
And in terms of transparency, that's probably a word that's going to come up a lot from some of the candidates in the SU elections. Just how are you working to ensure that the university, apart from the success website, is really being as transparent in the actions that it's taking, the decisions it's making?
As officers and as a students' union, there's absolutely nothing to hide. I think that the problem is, it's just that there are 34,000 people here, and getting the messages out to those 34,000 people is difficult. What we are trying to do is, rather than looking at messaging everyone, because obviously there are certain things that affect some people but other people won't care about, we're trying to look at how we can target some of the messages we send out. Because what that means is that rather than kind of medical students being told about issues that are affecting geography students, you can have medical students being told about issues that affect medical students, so that actually they might engage with it. So through kind of marketing, we're looking, and kind of communications, we're looking at how we can better show people what we're doing, but also I think there's an argument around physical presence as well, which is why we as officers have tried to be out and about and as present as possible. I really enjoy it when people come up and ask me questions about what I've been doing. As I said, we've got nothing to hide. It's just kind of getting people to understand what the union's been doing. Hopefully scrutiny panel does that to an extent, but I think there's still more to be done.
And I saw in the most recent scrutiny panel you mentioned that you have an open door policy for potential presidential candidates. Obviously those presidential candidates, their campaigns are now beginning, a lot of them kicked off on social media last Wednesday. What sort of advice have you been giving to those candidates and how they can work it, both in the campaigning and also for their year ahead?
So I've been trying where possible to give them my experience and what I learned through the process, but not really kind of tell them how they should do things, because everyone's campaign will be different. Everyone's campaign should be different. It should be suited to that particular individual. So I've been trying to kind of let people know how they might be able to use some of the tools that you have in campaigning, whether that's speaking to people or, I don't know, some people give out sweets or whatever it may be, and let people know kind of what worked for me, but that doesn't mean that it'll necessarily work for other people. And then the other thing I've been doing is talking through some of their manifestos, so helping them unpick some of the issues that they've been hearing from students and create them into kind of hopefully readable and kind of understandable and achievable manifestos primarily. So, as I said, I've been trying to give out advice wherever possible to some of the presidential candidates. It's actually really fun talking to people about the job that you've been doing and also about some of the things that they've come up with, because there are obviously issues that come up through the manifestos and come up through the candidates this year that we may not know about. So it's good to kind of speak to them, the candidates, and it's great how enthusiastic they all are. And overall, I've just told them to be honest and be themselves.
So you've probably met them more, most of the rest of us, probably know more about them than the rest of us. Who's going to win? Who's going to turn out to be next year's actually president?
I actually can't answer that question. I don't know. I haven't actually met all of them still. A couple of them I haven't been in touch with. I've tried, but I've met a good proportion of them. I think, to be honest, we've got a really strong pool of candidates. Obviously, I'm going to say that. So I guess that's probably a bit cliched, but
all following in your wake, of course.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing how it pans out, to be honest. I think most of it comes down to the campaign. So when people start physically going out and about and physically kind of speaking to people more visibly, I think that's what will win or lose the election.
Thank you for joining us in the studio today, Harry.
Thanks very much for having me. Enjoyed it. Cheers.
The Student Leader Elections on URN.